Hi, this is Crazy Bob. Friday morning, and your breakfast plate, Crazy Bob in here at 7:25, 25 minutes after 7. One of my all-time favorites is Bob Dylan and Lay Lady Lay, the new and elite.
Lay Lady Lay.
WNOE at 7:28. Since we're getting into the sexy thing, here is your sexy thing from the soundtrack of that new Swedish X-rated movie. Saw it just the other night. The actors all spoke English, but the sex was dubbed in. Hot chocolate at the new NOE. WNOE. Crazy Bob in the morning and a free money call worth more than $4,000 on the way in the next couple minutes. I'll give you the exact amount in a couple minutes here.
Yes, she sent you.
WNOE, 7:35, 25 before 8 o'clock, Crazy Bob in the morning on a foggy Friday, going to be cloudy with a slight chance of shower activity today, more likely tonight and tomorrow though. Daytime high up to about 78, at 64 right now, and I have this hour's free money call jackpot amount coming up in just a minute.
La 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 la, la la la, chirp chirp chirp, la la la.
Oh, Bev, oh, Bev. Ah, my fine feathered friend. How are you today?
As usual, Mr. 23rd.
I've told you, my name is Luis.
Well then, Luis, how are you?
I'm fine, but I want to ask you one thing. How come you only talk to me?
No comment.
All the people here at Louisburg think I flopped.
That's flipped.
I flipped when I tell them there is actually a talking bird here at Louisburg. Would you please talk to them so they don't think I'm flopped?
Flipped.
Flipped.
Well, Louis.
That's Luis.
Okay. I'll talk.
Ah, monsieur, thank you.
That's madam.
If you've been looking for 1 to 3 bedrooms, beautiful grounds in a park atmosphere, come to Lewisburg Apartments, 1960 Daniels. Take Terry Parkway to Daniels. Turn right 1 block to Lewisburg. Or call 362-0347 and tell them the little bird sent you.
No, Luis.
Ah, shut up, Louis. Remember, you're flopped.
Say Luis.
La, 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 la.
Say Luis.
WNOE free money call jackpots are always worth between $2,000 and $10,000. And to win it, all you have to do is know what's in it. The next free money call this morning is worth $4,893. Write it down along with the call letters WNOE and put them by your telephone so you'll be ready to win it all when we call. That's $4,893 coming up in the next free money call in minutes on the new NOE. WNOE and the Bee Gees for the Nights on Broadway, 7:39, 21 before 8 o'clock, and your breakfast flake. Hi, this is Crazy Bob in here on Friday.
It's soft, it's dry, it's soft, it's dry. How could this be nice if it's so dry?
I'll drink to that.
It's the new table red.
You'd expect these new wines to have a very fancy name. But what says quality as well as Manischewitz? Mm. Manischewitz Wine Company, New York.
Thank you very much.
Hi, Pride. Have you seen our manager's new red jacket?
Have I seen it? How could I miss it?
Well, that's the idea, Pride. We want to be sure that the customers can find our manager to answer any questions or problems they have.
And his new red jacket is a symbol of his new responsibility and commitment to A&P customers.
Right, Pride.
You know, Price, when it comes to making customers happy, our A&P managers have things pretty well buttoned up.
That's right. You seen the A&P manager's new red jacket? Now, why is it missing? Right on. 7:40, 20 before 8 o'clock. Crazy Bob in the morning with Professor Longhair. Let's go to the Mardi Gras at the new NOE. WNOE, you can tell carnival time is right around the corner when you start hearing Professor Long here on the radio, right? Got a bunch of parades coming up. Cleopatra in Gretna tonight, Atlas in Metairie, Gladiators in Araby, and Centaur in the city. Then coming up on Saturday, Choctaw, Hesper, Mecca, all in the city. Get out and have fun.
I've been alive forever.
WNOE at 7:47, 13 before 8 o'clock. And your breakfast plate, Crazy Bob in the morning, with $4,893. That's the exact amount in our free money call jackpot this hour. The call will be along in a moment. Be ready and win it all.
Hey, let's shake together.
WNOE, it's 7:51. Nopsy bills will continue to be estimated. A fire at the Fairmont Hotel routs sleepy patrons, and Carnival gets started for real tonight under a threat of showers. For LPNL, I'm David Kushler. Carnival season gets underway in earnest with parades of the crews of Atlas, Gladiators, and Cleopatra tonight. Skies expected to be cloudy, warm temperatures somewhere in the low 60s as three parades roll. There is a threat of showers, about a 50-50 chance of scattered showers, no heavy accumulations, and least it will be warm in the rain. Atlas depicting great moments in American history with its trek through Metairie, while Cleopatra is showing feasts, festivals, and celebrations in America in the Gretna Algiers area. And tonight, Gladiators snakes through the streets of Chalmette. Enjoy. New Orleans City Council has passed a law prohibiting the sale of food, drinks, or merchandise within 6 feet of windows or doors in the French Quarter during the carnival season. A previous law prohibited only sales from shop windows in the quarter. No deaths or serious injuries have been reported from a fire at the Fairmont Hotel in downtown New Orleans. The blaze caused smoke damage to the upper floors. Chuck DeCaro was on the scene.
More than 500 guests were routed in various stages of dress from their quarters in the luxury hotel. The blaze, discovered around 4 a.m., started in the basement where a faulty electrical connection malfunctioned. The fire spread through interior ducting and did moderate damage to the third and sixth floors, and quick action by the fire department brought the fire under control around 4:30 a.m.
The firemen are still on the scene investigating the smoke damage and checking throughout the floors to make sure the blaze is out. Louisiana Superdome Executive Director Ben Levy said the stadium can keep its doors open now that the state has provided more operating money. Legislative Budget Committee yesterday shifted $4.5 million to the Superdome Operating Fund. The governor had asked for the transfer. Attorney General William Gust has been asked to study whether that transfer of funds was actually legal. Well, the Coast Guard is saying a biological survey shows no evidence of damage to marine life, wildlife, or birds in the marshes of southeast Louisiana contaminated by that oil spill. Coast Guard said some 200 barrels of oil have been recovered by a slow hand process, and 95% of the rest has been contained by cleanup crews. The Jefferson Parish Council has voted against allowing 4 million gallons of chemical waste to be buried in the parish as landfill. Councilman Larry Heeslip, Jr. said the DuPont company wants to use Jefferson for a toilet. DuPont has 8 million gallons of that waste from a West Virginia plant stored in tanks in West Wego and Marrero, and the company recently came up with a plan to treat the waste chemically. It said it would make them non-toxic and solid and fit for use as a landfill. Jefferson Parish Council said uh-uh. New Orleans City Council has approved a $3 million street improvements program. Under that plan, the city would pay about a third of the paving cost, while property owners on each side of the street would pay the rest. Well, that electricity bill you pay this month does not necessarily reflect how much electricity you really use this month, or last month, or even the month before that. What it does reflect is an estimate made by NOPSI of how much electricity they think you probably used. For a while now, City Councilman Joseph DeRosa has believed that this is unfair. And yesterday, the council discussed a resolution submitted by DeRosa that would have changed the billing system. DeRosa's plan would have you billed for exactly what you used in February and have you pay for it in March, and so on. But NOPSI Vice President John Pendergast told the councilman to leave things as they are and explained why.
We utilize one factor that no other utility in Louisiana does, which is that on a continuous basis, we correct our calculations for known over-collections or under-collections of preceding month's cost, fuel cost. In our opinion, this method of fuel adjustment is the most accurate and the fairest to the customer that can be developed. It is not, as has been alleged, a collection in advance. It is a collection on a current basis.
And it's going to stay that way. DeRosa's proposal was defeated by a vote of 4-2. The Grand Dragon of the Knights of the Ku Klux Klan says he is considering mounting a challenge to action by the East Baton Rouge Parish School Board yesterday. KKK Grand Dragon David Duke saying the board is violating that group's right to freedom of speech.
You're on the
yesterday,
radio.
The board...
Humble. What's your name?
Jules Perry.
Thank you. The board yesterday adopted a policy banning groups that discriminated against the basis of color, creed, or sex from using school property. The KKK has already filed a court suit after being denied permission to hold a meeting at Bel Air High School last November. As far as grammar schools are concerned around the country, the baby boom is over. Details in 60 seconds.
Another report from your LP&L Consumer Energy Team.
I'd like to talk to you about the most efficient way to heat your home electrically. It's called the electric heat pump. The heat pump delivers twice as many units of heat as it uses in electrical energy, so it uses less energy to keep you warm. It has the ability to transfer heat for year-round climate control because of the scientific fact that no matter how cold air is, it still contains heat. In winter, the heat pump moves this heat into your home to keep you and your family warm and comfortable. In summer, it moves heat out of your home to keep you cool, and it does both automatically. Again, it's important to remember that the heat pump actually delivers twice as many units of heat as it uses in electrical energy, so it's doing all it can to help you use electricity efficiently. It plain works. For more details about the remarkable electric heat pump, call your heating contractor or your consumer energy team at LP&L, Louisiana Power and Light, the clean energy company.
On the new NOE, it's 757. U.S. public school enrollment has declined while the number of teachers on the job is rising. Dr. Vance Grant, a specialist in educational statistics at the Department of HEW, was asked exactly why the number of the pupil-teacher ratio has dropped and the number of high school grads has increased, and whether that means public schools are getting better.
Well, we are getting more high school graduates right now, but this is due to the fact that we have more 17 and 18-year-olds in the population. The proportion of 17 and 18-year-olds completing high school, either public or private high schools, has remained very stable at right around 75% of the population for the past several years. So I don't think this is an evidence of any particular qualitative change. It just means that we have more children in their late teens.
Public school enrollment has dropped for the fourth straight year, particularly in the grammar school levels. The Orleans Parish Grand Jury has indicted 35-year-old Lorenzo Jordan of New Orleans for manslaughter in the death of a tourist. Jordan was indicted yesterday in the slaying of 43-year-old real estate broker Donald Lord of Houston, Texas. And a state court jury in Gretna has convicted Charles Whedon of manslaughter for the slaying of his 27-year-old wife, Charlene. You may recall Mrs. Whedon's body was found last September in the trunk of a car parked at the Whedon home in Kent. President Ford has asked Congress to appropriate $25 million in relief for funds for the earthquake-ravaged Guatemalans. And in sports, UNO put on a full-court press with less than 2 minutes to play last night, but couldn't quite make it. UNO was beaten by Georgia 77-75. Dillard had a 101-1 victory over the University of Arkansas last night. In southeastern Louisiana, club visiting Mississippi College 68-41 in Hammond, while Louisiana Tech clinched at least a share of the Southland Conference basketball crown, upping their conference record to 7-1 by beating Texas Arlington last night.
What's better than steak?
Public seminar series, The Powerlessness of the Poor, will hold its fifth session at UNO's Performing Arts Center Saturday from 9 to 11 a.m. The weekly seminars continue through March 27th. The public invited to attend any or all sessions. WNOE New Orleans, a Governor James A. No station. Cloudy with a slight chance of showers today, more likely tonight and tomorrow. High this afternoon, 78. The low tonight, 65. Now in the quarter, it's cloudy and 65. I'm David Kushler.
Hey, I'm J.T. Papa Braff.
Good morning to you, J.T.
Well, good morning. You know, it's terrible about the crime rate, you know, being where it is here in the quarter, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But we got some tips on how you can protect yourself, you know.
Ah, good advice. How do you protect yourself?
Well, you know, a lot of people is probably going to be coming down here, you know, and going through the quarter, you know, during Carnival. Uh-huh. So we thought we'd pass these tips along. There's some pretty good ones, too.
Well, great. Let's hear them.
One way you can protect yourself, see, is with a disguise.
A disguise?
Right. We suggest that you get yourself a fire hydrant suit.
Disguise yourself as a fire hydrant.
That's right. Uh-huh. Or, you know, you can always go away a lot of other people is doing, that's get yourself some protection.
Uh-huh.
By maybe, you know, get yourself a guard dog.
Uh-huh.
But whatever you do,
yeah,
don't do both.
You gotta explain them, they're not funny.
There you go.
UNOE, New Orleans, 804, Chris Bob in the morning, and a free money call worth more than $4,893 on the way. I know you want to be ready for it, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hang in there, the call's on the way.
Now if there's a smile on my face.
Here's Chris Bob. Well, right on, right on, right on. It's unfortunate, but true. It probably is. Nice working with you, Alan. I enjoyed it, man. It's 6 o'clock in the city. Hi, this is Crazy Bob in the morning at the new NOE.
I'm coming. coming home.
W-N-O-E, Tony Orlando and Dawn, tie yellow ribbon, 6:02, couple minutes after 6 o'clock, Crazy Bob, and waking up is hard to do.
Down, doobie-doo, down, down, comma, comma, down, doobie-doo, down, down.
W-N-O-E, Neil Sedaka, who is scheduled to appear before a Senate committee very shortly to try and explain his name, 6:05, 5 minutes after 6 o'clock, how you doing? It's a fig day, Fridays is great, with Crazy Bob in the morning.
Sure, keep on trucking.
Moving on.
This is Sonny Atkins.
At least out in the section where I came from out in New Orleans East, there was a whole lot of ground fog, and it was awfully cloudy, especially in spots around the canal overpass. It was very difficult to see where you're going. So if you're getting ready to drive into work in the next few minutes this morning, allow yourself a little extra time, because I would imagine the situation is pretty much the same out in Jefferson Parish this morning around Metairie, and out by the airport in Kenner also. So allow for that fog this morning. Don't get yourself in any accidentes.
A while back, Sears has the jeans for the thinking man. Available in the men's store and in the catalog.
Every day of the month.
6 o'clock with Crazy Bob in the morning at the new NOE, and here comes Donna Summer and her latest song, recorded just last night, in fact, in the back of a 57 Chevy at a drive-in up in Slidell.
I love to love you, baby.
U-N-O-E. That was Donna Summer. I think she's trying to tell us something. Either that or her jeans are too tight, one or the other, I'm not really sure. 6:15, quarter after six, Crazy Bob in the morning. Here's Greg. Ain't gonna catch me, Cher. Ain't gonna catch that midnight rider. No, all.
I got to run to keep from hiding.
W-N-O-E, 6:19. Crazy Bob in the morning, and a free money call worth between $2,000 and $10,000 is coming up this morning.
Feelings.
W-N-O-E, 6:22, 22 minutes after 6 o'clock, and Crazy Bob in the morning on a fig day. Fridays is great with your breakfast flake. Cloudy, a slight chance of shower activity today, more likely tonight and Saturday. Daytime high this afternoon up to about 78. The low tonight down to 65. We do have some early morning fog, so drive carefully. 64 degrees in the quarter right now, and in about a little over a minute, I've got a song that's about 15, 16 years old from the Crests. Hang on for it.
There's a feeling around. It's the Pepsi generation feeling free.
500 extra top value stamps. Yes, Winn-Dixie says, America, we love you, by including a coupon for 500 extra stamps in this week's newspaper advertisement. Redeem this coupon and you're closer to another free gift that'll help cut the cost of living. Yes, America, Winn-Dixie loves you with great food values and top value stamps. Winn-Dixieland, home of the free and the safe.
24 minutes after 6 o'clock with Crazy Bob, and here's 16 candles at the new and OE.
Happy birthday, both of you.
WNOE playing from 1959 at 6:27, 27 after 6 o'clock, and Crazy Bob in the morning. Those are the Crests and 16 Candles.
Now let's give a listen to Johnny Cash.
Yeah. Climb aboard a train going nowhere, where the food is a beautiful trip. Destination, Victoria Station. Did you ever eat dinner in a boxcar with a tablecloth and fancy dishes and wine and real good eats? The finest prime rib ever. Prime anything you want. Well, there's this mighty unusual restaurant not far from where you are right now called Victoria Station. It's a bunch of boxcars and a caboose all stuck together. I tell you, inside it's plenty fancy except the prices. If you don't mind eating lunch or dinner on a train going nowhere and the fanciest boxcar you ever saw, then make your destination Victoria Station. And would you tell them Johnny Cash sent you?
Victoria Station, out of sight place. It's right here in the French Quarter at 111 Iberville, right down at the end of Iberville.
How does it feel like a Mustang too?
exciting Mustang 2s for 76, Ghia, Hardtop 2 Plus 2, Stallion, and Cobra 2. Get the feel of one at your Ford dealer. The closer they look, the better you look.
628, 28 after 6 o'clock, and the mouth of the South, Crazy Bob in the Morning with Paul Simon. 50 ways to leave your lover at the new NOE. WNOE, with the best music, and more of it, 90% music, on the new NOE.
It's a little bit funny.
WNOE, 6:36, 24 minutes before 7 o'clock, and Crazy Bob in the Morning, with KC and the Sunshine Band, and a foggy Friday. That's the way. Oh, home. Oh, home. WNOE with KC and the Sunshine Band, and that's the way I like it. 6:39, it's 21 minutes before 7 o'clock. Hi, it's Crazy Bob in the Morning, in here on Friday.
What's a CIT?
It's a little vacation.
CIT.
Certainly isn't. CIT is the convenience of having your tax return prepared for as little as $5 for the simplest return or the financial boost of a low-cost loan to help pay your taxes. That is CIT.
WNOE free money calls are now rolling. Each call is worth between $2,000 and $10,000. We'll be getting to your name soon, so here are some tips on how to win. First, make sure your radio is always on WNOE, 1060 AM. Second, write down the free money jackpot whenever you hear it.
Houston, I can't believe that you got me this morning.
Third, remember that the longer you listen, the better your chances of winning. When the free money call comes to you from the new NOE.
Neil Diamond, Summertime, 1969. Sweet Caroline, 6:43, 17 before 7 o'clock. Hi, it's Crazy Bob in the Morning.
New Orleanians have been buying their new Fords from Bone for over 50 years now, a time during which we've established a strong reputation for honesty and service. At Bone, we surround ourselves with the finest salesmen and mechanics, people you can count on for straight facts and good workmanship.
The bonus from Bone Ford.
Bone Ford will give you the best new car deals around, such as the 1976 two-door Pinto with all standard factory equipment, plus white wall tires for a low Bone price of $29.49. Endurance, reputation, and a mighty good deal on a brand new Ford, all in one dealership. That's the bonus you get from Bone.
The bonus from Bone Ford.
2700 South Broad at Washington Avenue.
Bonus.